I'm Lisa, and this is WRPR News. There are good days and there are bad days. Either way, you give in to the temptation. You may second guess your decision to use it, but no matter how much you resist, it always wins. Because you know it'll give you that rush or high that you've been craving since the last time you popped them, smoked, or injected it. You're trapped. This is the life of a person with drug abuse problems and addiction. Mireya Sarmiento is a lifelong addict who exemplifies the struggle of trying to quit but eventually falling back onto drugs.
I started drinking and doing drugs from a very young age just to cope with my personal problems. And my loved ones would tell me to stop, but I never really learned my lesson until I just started making wrong decisions. And eventually I was in the wrong place at the wrong time and got arrested for possession of drugs. To this day, I still haven't been able to quit or stop, no matter how hard I've tried.
According to the National Institute of Drug Abuse, addiction is a chronic disease characterized by constantly seeking drugs, a habit that is compulsive and difficult to control, despite harmful consequences. When people first decide to take drugs, the decision is usually voluntary. However, if the drug use is continuous, it can lead to brain changes that challenge an addicted person's self-control and interfere with their ability to resist intense urges to take drugs. Anais Gonzalez is the daughter of a man who took a few overdoses in order for him to realize that he needed to seek help for his addiction.
Yes, there was a time when my father's addiction affected his health. He overdosed 3 times before he decided to seek medical attention. He finally decided to seek medical attention and get help from a facility that was going to help him detox and stay clean through the guidance of my mother, who was working with a nonprofit organization at the time that was helping her get in contact with different places.
Sometimes people do choose to sober up and stick to that promise. The best way to go about stopping addiction is to realize the denial and acknowledge the problem. Melissa Lopez is a new college student who had to switch some things up in her life to stop her addiction.
I started doing drugs when I was in high school, senior year, and I came to college with the same group of friends that I had in high school. And throughout the entire time, I was in denial. I never felt like I had an issue or a problem, or that I had an addiction. One day, I decided to seek for help, and I went to a psychologist at school, and they helped me, and they guided me in the right direction. I found a new group of friends, and now I'm fully recovered.
Addiction is often an overlooked disease, but it is very much a harsh reality for so many people. This is Lisa, WRPR News.